Hey, another video sitting outside. It was very sunny and now I see very dark clouds coming up, but we'll see if we keep it dry. This is a video again about the irreducible mind, about psychosomatic medicine. In the 19th century, we all know, you know, the Rockefellers and the petrochemicals that they made drugs out of, along with controlling the identification of specific agents of diseases, dominated the healthcare industry. Or sick care industry. Natural cures being put as alternative medicine. Synthetic drugs were so-called repairing malfunctioning biological machines. Right, as if there's such a thing as a vaccine deficiency. These drugs either calcified or rendered the pineal gland inessential. All medicine is in crisis because of its adherence to a model of disease no longer adequate. Well, big surprise, right? So let's review the meaning of being healthy, a self-regulating process of the body that maintains a homeostasis in an ever-changing environment. Hence, stress could throw this balance off and be immunosuppressive. The mind-body connection in nerve pathways, electrical impulses, and hormonal responses all affect health. So that's why the suicide rate is very high among transgenders, because they are on lifelong drugs and it affects their hormonal imbalance, right? And I should also maybe discuss the book The Function of the Orgasm from Wilhelm Reich, and that is about the orgone energy and how important it is to be healthy. Anything that relieves stress can help reverse the negative effects and restore homeostatic balance. As we all know, the relationship between learned helplessness and illness. For COVID-19 made people line up for a jab they otherwise would not have taken. And that gives another meaning to the word, like being scared to death, right? The foolishness of accepting the belief in a COVID as life-threatening with a fatality rate of less than 1%. Actually, we know that COVID-19 was a radiation sickness, right? And the other video I talked about, that the jab is the mark of the beast because you acknowledge a system, you believe in the pharmaceutical toxic industry rather than in your natural immune system that God has given you. And God doesn't make rubbish.